Now, earlier this week, a key rhino smuggling kingpin, Chief Clyde Mnisi, was shot dead. He died from multiple bullet wounds. He was shot near the Kruger Mpumalanga International Airport near White River. He was recently appointed as chief of the Mnisi Tribal Authority in Bushbuck Ridge, but he's a key feature in a report, an investigation that was done by the researcher Julian Rademeyer into this rhino smuggling syndicate, which has exerted influence over a large swathe of territory along the Kruger's western boundary. And he really is seen as one of the big men of rhino poaching. Julian Rademeyer, the director of the Eastern and Southern Africa at the Global Initiative Against Transnational Organized Crime, joining us to speak about this. Julian, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. Chief Clyde Mnisi, he is known as one of the big men of rhino smuggling. He's seen as one of the kingpins. He was gunned down earlier this week. What do we know about this shooting and why Mnisi could have been killed?
Thanks, Mandy. To go back a little bit, this is an extremely, Clyde Mnisi fits into an extremely complex web of organized crime in Mpumalanga, which pulls together three key figures involved in rhino poaching, but also involved in issues like cash in transit heists, extortion, money laundering. Some of them have been repeatedly linked to ATM bombings. So it's not just rhino horn, it goes far beyond that. And that includes Petrol Sydney Mabuza, who was better and more respectfully known by his clan name of Shengu, and a notorious ex-policeman, Big Joe Nyalunga, who has been in and out of trouble with the law since at least 2009, probably going back further. And Amnesi's death bears all the hallmarks of an organized crime hit. You have balaclava-clad gunmen in a BMW X5 shooting him multiple times with AK-47 rifles shortly after saying, finding him next to the airport road in Mpumalanga and saying to him, you thought you could get away from us. We've got you now. That is the second hit of a key figure in this triumvirate of poaching kingpins. Mshengu himself was assassinated in 2021 while sitting in his vehicle outside the Lowveld Mall in Hazy View and holding court, and according to some, dealing with people who owed him money for his loan sharking business.
So Mnisi was arrested in 2018, very high profile, assets worth millions were seized, and then he was arrested again not too long ago. Earlier this month, in fact, he was charged with a variety of crimes, including theft and conspiracy to commit a crime. How is it that such a high profile individual, such a kingpin, is still out? He was acquitted, he was out on bail. If everyone knows that he is this kingpin, if we've got the intel that it's there, why was he not behind bars?
I think that in this case, the case itself was going to trial next month. It had been set down for 6 weeks for trial of several accused, including a number of former police officers, plus in Nyalunga. So now we have two key accused who are no longer going on trial. Obviously, Mnisi, who's now been murdered, and Mshengu, who was murdered in 2021. But I think that this also points to a much deeper issue in Mpumalanga, where organized crime has taken root. This is a province that has a long history of corruption, dating back to before it even came into existence formally in 1994. And there's a governance void that exists. And where there's a governance void, illicit economies will take root, parallel economies will develop. This often occurs in tandem with an absence of law enforcement, or where you have law enforcement who are too corrupt or too afraid to take on these bosses. And people like Mnisi, people like Big Joe Nyalunga and Mabuza become people that are respected, that are looked up to. You'll see on Facebook, on their profiles, there are many people who are mourning their deaths. When they were applying for bail, there were protests outside the courtroom and people were saying that they were dependent on them to earn a living. We've seen statements today from Mandla Msibi, the controversial cooperative governments and traditional affairs, MEC, and also the ANC treasurer in the province, saying that he is deeply saddened by Mnisi's assassination and that this has left a significant void in the institutional traditional leadership in the province. So, there's a parallel world that exists almost where gangsters and Politicians have become the people to look up to, and the people that you would expect people to be able to look up to are simply not there. You know, this is a province where there's nearly 50% unemployment, where communities are forced to block roads leading to the Kruger National Park to protest over the fact that they haven't had running water or electricity or proper sewage since 1994. So there are enormous challenges here, and there's an elite clique that is getting wealthy. There's an elite clique that is deeply hooked in with organized crime. And it poses a very real and very existential threat.
Julian, as always, thank you so much. Julian Rademeyer is the director of East and Southern Africa, the Global Initiative Against Transnational Organized Crime. He's written books, he's done research, he's wrote this report, Landscapes of Fear, about rhino smuggling, speaking to us there about this very much looks like a contract killing, an assassination of Chief Clyde Mnisi, one of the alleged kingpins who was due to go on trial. He was shot multiple times near the Kruger Mpumalanga International Airport. Five hooded men drove up in a BMW X5, walked to the passenger side, opened fire with high caliber rifles. And as he says, it very much is about this governance void and this nexus between politics and organized crime and the police. And that's what we're seeing in Mpumalanga.